Hello and welcome to another episode of Advanced English with Angela and Anna. Make sure you've got your notebook ready and let's learn.
Hello everybody, here we are again for another phrasal verb episode. And today we're going to tell you about 10 phrasal verbs to use when you are angry or to describe an angry person. Let's go.
Okay, what a happy topic. First we have work up. And this means to make yourself feel upset, angry, maybe also nervous. And it just means you're really getting worked up about something. You're really, you know, the emotions are just piling and getting bigger. So for example, he's really worked up about last night's argument. I'm not sure if he'll come to lunch today.
Okay, our next one is tick off. And this means to annoy someone or to be annoyed, okay? And the example is, my brother really knows how to tick me off. So he knows how to make me annoyed.
Mm-hmm. Next we have piss off. And this is the same as tick off, but maybe a little harsher and definitely more rude.
Yeah, and maybe even more like colloquial as well.
Yes, you could say in a workplace, I'm ticked off, or that ticked me off. But I would highly recommend to not say this in your place of work, piss off, or to tell your boss, I'm pissed off. So, for example, I can't believe I got a speeding ticket. I'm pissed off.
Okay, our next one is wind up. And this means to make someone angry or upset, okay? And so, please don't wind him up. He causes me enough trouble.
Mm-hmm. So winding up is, just keep on,
Exactly. You keep going and it's like the old like alarm clock or something. Yeah. You have to wind up before they would go. Think about that.
Next we have blow up. And no, this doesn't mean to explode something, but it means when a person suddenly becomes angry or they're filled with emotion and they shout. So there's no physical explosion, but the emotion just blows up out of them.
It explodes out of them.
Mm-hmm. So for example, I really don't like when my boss blows up at me, or my dad was really angry and he blew up.
Okay, and our next one is freak out. It could also be flip out or flip out on. And so they all mean exactly the same, these three phrasal verbs. And it means to suddenly get angry and to direct this anger and this strong frustration at somebody, okay? And so an example is like, don't tell mum we broke the plate. She will totally freak out. Like, she's just going to go super angry because, I don't know, maybe it's her favorite plate, okay? Or you could also say, for example, my boss flipped out on me when she found out the mistake I made.
Next, we have call out, and this means to criticize someone about something they have said or done and challenge them to explain it. So when you're calling someone out, you are pointing out what they are doing wrong, and you're like, hey, explain this, justify this action. So for example, he totally called her out for her unfair actions, or maybe you can call someone out in a lie.
Mm-hmm. Next one is take out on. Okay, so this is when you're angry and you direct this anger at an innocent third party. So somebody that's not involved in your anger, but you're so angry, maybe you shout at them, you get annoyed with them, even though they've done nothing wrong.
And usually I think everybody is notorious to take out your anger or take out your stress on the people you're closest to.
Yeah,
so maybe your family, your friends, or your partner, you often take things out on them even though they're not involved.
Yes, and the example here is like, it's not my fault that your boss fired you, so don't take it out on me.
Next we have hold against, and this means to maintain anger or distrust towards someone because of their past actions. For example, my brother was really mean to me when we were kids, but I don't hold it against him.
Okay, and our last one for today is set off. And this is to cause someone to release anger they had kept contained. So they've been angry about something and maybe they've not expressed it, and you've said something, and it could be something very small, that sets them out and they express, and all this anger comes out at once, okay? And the example is, if you start talking about politics, you're going to set her off, so let's avoid the topic.
And that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. We know English can be hard sometimes, and we really hope you don't hold it against us. And as always, if you have any ideas or have any suggestions, you can always contact us via Instagram or on our website. Both are English with Angela and Anna. And we'll see you on Wednesday for another episode.
Thanks for listening today. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and check out our website, English with Angela and Anna.